with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We brought it back into studio from Kansas City last week. We were out at the Royal, had a great time out there. We're going to be covering a lot of stuff that we learned out there. Tried to do some of that while we were there, but had a little week to bone up on some things, and we're going to be bringing that to you. But we're in the studios in downtown Grand Rapids, looking out the window, a little bit overcast, supposed to be a rainy day. So it's going to be a great day to fire up that smoker because you want it low and slow, let it go. You can watch it from the window. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Man, that was a roll, baby. Keep going. It is the Grilling Guys, and it's tailgating time in America. We're talking all things tailgating. We're going to blend in a little bit of hunting, and maybe not the best day to tailgate today because I'm going to be a little soupy out there, but you know what, Jop? I'm kind of bummed.
Yep. Throw your pop-up tent up and put a couple sides on it and get in there. And there's no reason not to tailgate.
I'm just a little bummed, though.
About what?
I can't tailgate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I got a wedding to go to.
Who has a wedding during football and hunting season? I just don't get it.
Isn't that crazy?
It's your daughter. I realize that you got to put up with it. But who has a wedding on hunting season and tailgate?
Yeah, well, like you know, it's blood. It's thicker than mud.
Yep, it is. But it's okay. You know what? Because I'm looking forward to it. You're gonna gain a new son-in-law this evening. So life's good.
There you go. So I want to talk a little bit about some top hunting spots in Michigan.
Okay.
You got favorite spots?
I do. I you know, it depends on what I'm hunting. I'm missing a little bit of what I consider one of my favorite hunts of the year is this weekend. My boys down in Chartucky, Charlotte, where I grew up, are having their annual bow camp. And it's about, you know, getting together, doing a little bow hunting in the morning. I'm sure most of them are in the tree right now, even though, you know, these aren't fair weather guys. They're going to hunt regardless what the weather is. And, you know, the whole thing about that is the camaraderie, too. You go out, you hunt, you're by yourself for 2 or 3 hours, and then you come back into camp, and you start to lies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how the Grilling Guys started, was you and I went to hunting camp. And
Started lying
to one another, and here we are.
I could be radio.
Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite hunting spots, and you know, I'm primarily, when it comes to hunting, you're a lot more into the birds. I'm a lot more into those big brown creatures with the antlers. And I like, probably my favorite hunting spot is on my property out in Lowell. Just being able to suit up in the garage and walk out and just go sit in one of my tree stands. I have several of them back there. And there's something about sitting in a tree stand that just gets me going.
Well, and it's convenient when it's on your own property like that, and not everybody can have the benefit of that, but those of us that do have a little bit of acreage and can throw up a tree stand here or there, it just makes for a really, really easy hunt because, like you said, you get up, your clothes are out in the garage or down in your hunting room or wherever you keep them, throw them on. Easy little walk out there. Usually you know where the sticks are so you're not cracking sticks, and you got your pass cleaned off and you can walk right up to your stands. But have
Absolutely.
You been seeing any deer in the back?
You know, I've only gone behind my house once. I was in Kansas last week, and I saw a lot more mosquitoes than I saw deer. It was the same 4 doe every morning. But, you know, it was really hot. And when it's really hot like that, those bucks, they just lay down in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up next weekend on the 20th is the bird opener. The Michigan pheasant season opens in the lower part of the Lower Peninsula. And this is something I have a passion for. Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of birds around. You really got to hunt hard for them. Habitat has a lot to do with that, and I think they're cyclical as well, and they're kind of in a down cycle right now. But my friends at the Pheasants Forever organization work really hard to keep habitat available, and they work with local farmers and providing them with seed and machinery and things. And those kind of banquets, the Ducks Unlimited, the Pheasants Forever, all those banquets are happening right now, and they really really raise a lot of good money for
the
habitat.
Good time to win a gun.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, and it's time to win a gun. But the point is that pheasant season starts, and that's my next favorite hunting to do is the pheasants. And, again, I grew up in Charlotte, south of Lansing, got some great friends.
You did? I've never heard that before.
Lifelong friends that have farm down there that have invited me to come and hunt. So I'm going to go do that tomorrow or next Saturday afternoon after we're done with the show is pick up the afternoon hunt. You know, I feed that hound dog, Gibby, all year long so that you can take him hunting three or four times during the year. So really looking forward to that. This is my favorite time of year. Bob, you told me this morning you're going to take a little hunting trip up north where you've got some friends that you go to. Where's that at?
I'm heading up for a rifle opener, yeah, to Whipple Lake. It's up by Hawkins, and it's a neat little spot my buddy Ted has up there. And
Nugent?
There's a 1952 Trotwood trailer on a lake. It's just total Hemingway material, man. It's classic. And build a big campfire every night. I put up my climbing stick and some strap-on, some hangers, and just get some great spots up there. But that's probably one of my top three. The other one would be over in Forester, which is over by Port Huron. It's north of Port Huron a little bit, north of Sanilac. And my buddy Tom from over there in Detroit has a nice spot up there. And those fields are just hundreds and hundreds of deer at night if you go out and look at them. But those are my three probably go-to spots.
And you know what the common theme I heard through all of that is you're hunting with a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is, while deer hunting, you go out and you sit and it's isolated, but the real fun about all of it for me is when you get back together and you start telling the stories, you start lying a little bit to one another, and it, you know, the new cell phones with all the cameras on them these days kind of take the liar out of a lot of guys because you can take pictures while you're up there in the tree doing that. But it's all about a good time. You get back, you throw some stuff on the grill in camp, and make everybody a late breakfast, and this is one of my favorite times of year right now when you can get together, and I'm missing my guys down in Shartucky today.
We had our rehearsal dinner last night, and one of the young guys over there from Chicago was showing me pictures of his trail cam. Mike Fiore,
okay,
whips up pictures on his phone again, so cool. But he's got this is Western Illinois. And Central and Western Illinois have some beauties. He was showing me 10 and 12 pointers, you know, 130, 140s, on the trail cam in velvet.
Oh, really?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you could tell they were all related. I mean, real similar racks, and you could almost see the kid, the dad, the granddad. Very cool.
Yeah.
Get pretty excited, and that is not tailgating, but we do tailgate in the woods, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a form of tailgating. What do you mean? You don't have to be at a sporting event to do a tailgate. And the what I consider the kind of the stronghold of a tailgate is just getting together with people and having a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm most excited right now about just sitting in my woods because I've got this Monster 12 that is hiding behind my neighbor's house that I'm going to put another tree stand up and try and cut him off this year. He was just too far away for me to shoot at him last year when rifle opened up because we're shotgun out there.
Yeah. Well, we're back from Kansas City. We're back in Grand Rapids. And coming up next, we're going to talk about a little bit of beef brisket technique that Bob and I learned while we were out there from a gentleman that does it a little bit different. His results were fantastic. He's a competitive cook. And we said we're going to bring back some of this new technique, and this is one of them. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.